to here, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, all the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. I'm going to continue a story here, and then we'll get right into your phone calls about whatever you want. The story's from lourockwell.com. William Grigg reporting on a lady who was riding in her blue Mazda with some friends when the vehicle was rear-ended by Alberto Lopez Jr., who was an on-duty police officer. He apparently decided to just drive on along after that had happened, and then later on, after they had stopped at a nearby convenience store, his father, who is also a veteran police officer, came in and pushed his gun into the left side of Agnes Lawless's neck, and causing a scrape-type bruise. So what had happened was younger Lopez, Alberto Lopez Jr., went to go get Daddy from the police station after he ran into this woman, and then, as in the case, according to Grigg, as is the case in almost all such incidents, Lawless, the victim, was charged with assaulting a police officer.
Yep. She rammed her neck into this guy's gun.
And like most police officers in such circumstances, Lopez perjured himself. At a preliminary hearing, he testified that after seeing the Mazda in the parking lot, he entered the store and ordered Lawless and her friends to hit the floor. Lawless supposedly freaked out, started punching, slapping, and kicking me multiple times. Based on that testimony, Judge Robert Blasi ordered that the case proceed to trial. Charges were dropped 4 days later, however, after the store's surveillance video was made available. The video corroborates the accounts of Lawless, her three friends, and Carlos Ruiz, the clerk who was on duty at the time. So even though you had several witness accounts,
it wouldn't have mattered. It absolutely would not have mattered.
Right, that judge was ready to move forward.
What would have happened in this trial if they didn't have this videotape?
Well, when you go to court, you're just an average citizen. When the police go into court, they're an officer of the court, so their word is automatically taken as being higher than yours, lowly citizen.
Even though it's citizen times five, because it was her and her friends and the clerk, apparently none of that matters to these people.
I don't know how many citizens' words it would take to outweigh an officer's word, but you can believe it's more than three or four.
So essentially what happened is he went and got Daddy, who came to the gas station and pistol whipped a woman.
That's basically, well,
boy, that's close. Courageous.
It shows the video shows the elder Lopez approaching Lawless from behind, a drawn gun in his hand, and grabbing her neck. I was really confused, Lawless recalled. I don't know if we were getting robbed, or I didn't know if we were getting robbed. I remember seeing his uniform on his arm, and he swung me around and hit me with his arm. He hit me first with an open hand, and then he hit me with his gun in the face. According to Lawless, Lopez was shouting, "You think you can hit my son and get away with it? You think you can F with me?" Her account was corroborated by Ruiz, the store clerk. The melee continued for more than a minute, with the two officers Lopez working in tandem. After more police arrived, Lopez Jr. told Ruiz to do himself a favor and get rid of the camera tapes. Boy, that's pretty calculating. Pretty cold. What's that supposed to mean, officer? You're going to come back after I get off work and give me a good beating if the camera tapes aren't made disappear?
Scary.
Good for him for not cowing to that guy and actually doing as he was demanding. He said that suggestion was repeated during two separate visits to the store by the police. During one visit, they urged him to help the cop out and testify for the cop. Hey, Ruiz, you are going to testify for Officer Lopez, or are we going to have to find some meth in the back of your car?
I am so glad I'm not this Ruiz character. I mean, this poor guy is in for a world of hurt. He's likely going to have to leave town.
In his initial report of the incident, Lopez Sr. mentioned the fender bender, but didn't identify his son as the other party involved in the incident, referring to him only as the witness. In his version, one of the occupants of the Mazda threatened to pull a gun on him. Furthermore, after Lawless and her friends were arrested, Ruiz heard the elder Lopez tell his son in Spanish, say he, that is, one of Lawless's friends, had a gun. Say, the occupant in the car had a gun. Lawless spent the night in a feculent rat-infested jail cell. Although both officers Lopez faced possible disciplinary action, the district attorney, after reviewing the matter, chose not to prosecute. Lawless, who later moved to Florida, said she was emotionally traumatized and now fears the police, an entirely justifiable reaction to the unalloyed thuggery and practiced dishonesty that resulted in her night in jail. She is just one of a growing number of people who can testify from experience that we should never believe the uncorroborated word of a police officer. Because they lie, and they get away with it more often than not.
Well, they can lie, and
they're trained to lie, actually, in many circumstances.
I would say that that's probably true, that they, I don't think that one can say, it's silly to say that everything that comes out of a police officer's mouth is a lie, and that's...
It's not silly to say that you shouldn't believe everything that comes out of a police officer's mouth, though.
That much is true.
Right.
And I'm sure that they're out there somewhere is some officer who has never lied on a report or perjured himself in any way.
I believe that. I do.
There's nine that have.
Yeah.
For every one of those, probably.
I would, you know, it's difficult, but I'd say that the numbers that you're giving is pretty close.
I mean, I know that we've got some of the better guys, thankfully, up here in this area, but not all of them. You were assaulted by one of the officers here, Sam, in the Keene, New Hampshire area, and that same officer just last week threatened to throw one of the activists off the back of the truck.
Yeah. And there are more things in the inconsistencies in the police reports that I can't get into that will come out at trial.
Toll-free number here for you if you want to share your story, 800-259-9231.
You know, my experience is with a good officer that I knew that, while I was in prison for, you know, up to nine years I was in prison. And, you know, this guy was a pretty good guy all in all. But he told me that, yes, he had falsified documents on some guys that...
Because he knew they were bad guys?
Yeah, because basically he knew that even though he didn't get them... with the goods on him at that time, that they had been messing around, and he used essentially lies and in order to catch these guys that had done bad things. And it's that kind of attitude that can really get people in trouble, because he doesn't know what these guys have done or anything like that. I mean, he's just guessing.
Well, it's a question of integrity. I mean, if you're willing to bend the rules and make whatever kind of justification you want to say that... Well, because he did some things in the past that were bad and he didn't get caught for them, we can go ahead and punish him this time. That means you're willing to lie, to compromise your integrity in order to get the bad guy. And that's where it starts. From there, it can grow out into other things. And, you know, that's not acceptable.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Let's go to you and your thoughts about whatever. Let's talk to Daniel in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Daniel.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, well, first off, I'm a former military veteran in the Navy. I served aboard subs. But I just wanted, I listen to you guys, but surprisingly, I also listen to the right-wing talk show hosts.
Okay.
You know, your big guys. And they're always doing their specials about, you know, oh, it's the road to socialism. I mean, are they joking?
Are you saying they're joking in that they're pretending as though we're not already in this country socialist?
Because, I mean... you can talk about big issues like taxes, you know, et cetera, down the line, or the subsidies. You know, when you go to a grocery store, you're paying for that stuff before you pay for it, you know, as far as like corn, soybeans, stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know if they're joking or what their deal is. I don't know. I mean, I don't know any of them personally, so I can't say from experience that, oh, yeah, they're just putting on a show.
It's like they're just trying to sell their brand of socialism or something, because they can't be that.
Well, it's just more of the blame the other team mentality that you so tend to get from talk radio hosts.
Well, I think that they're probably looking at socialism as a continuum, because, you know, if the government was in some area at all, had any kind of control in some area, some guy like Ian, for instance, could call that socialism because he believes in no government control in any area at all. Isn't that correct, Ian?
I would say so, maybe.
Okay, so,
depending.
Right. And whereas, you know, me a little further down the line, maybe I wouldn't call government control in the area of police to be police socialism. And these guys are just identifying a particular area down the continuum as socialism.
But the Democrats are in control, so now it's a socialist.
That's what it is. It's an epithet.
So if you've got more, you can hang on. We'll bring it back. 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's, again, just continuing to establish the red team, blue team mentality amongst their listeners. It's Free Talk Live.
Greedy, drop dead gorgeous. the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new Bad Girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNLive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com, application Flycast.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. That is the point of the program, and it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which you can choose in every genre. They've got it covered at Audible. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. As we continue here with your calls, I believe Daniel is still on the line with us in Florida. Daniel, continued thoughts. Go ahead.
Yes, and Anyway, quick story about the flag. I pretty much agree with you guys where you stand with the flag. You know, not to impede anyone else's right to whatever.
If it's your flag, the American flag, you should be able to do as you please with it, since it's your property. Okay, very good.
But, of course, in the military, you do the colors and all that. But one time when I was taking it down, and, you know, you do the little folds and whatnot, I slipped, you know. These things happen.
Sure.
And, like, I pulled my leg, and they were more concerned about the flag. And at that point, I realized that I wasn't going to re-enlist because I thought to myself, they're going to care more about this flag that, you know, I honestly didn't try to drop it. They're putting more empathy into the flag.
So you said that was at the point that you decided to not re-enlist? Was that over
there?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I just decided it was too cult-like. They, no matter what your problems are or anything, if it like supersedes over their beliefs or their, you know, the way they run things, they got to run it like that. And if you want to try to work outside the system, they won't help you. You know, it could be a family problem.
Yeah, the military isn't about protecting freedom. It's not about liberty or defending liberty. It's about nationalism and worshiping the state and following the every diktat of the people in Washington, D.C.
Isn't, so sort of from like military history, isn't the guy who's carrying the banner a very important guy in the troop or whatever? And if he goes down, then someone else will go get the banner and carry it aloft and all this.
That's true in, like, parades or something, but I was just, like I said, I was on a sub and when war surfaced, it's kind of a rough little ceremony, so it's usually just one person and the other guy is actually calling the announcement to make everyone, you know, salute or whatever.
But you're bringing that up, Mark, to point out the absurdity of putting the flag above the
right.
The lives
of the
men.
You know, that somehow these guys would pick up this banner in order to be the, for whatever reason, the target of the next salvo of arrows.
Well, right.
Or
put down your gun.
Whatever.
You have to put down your gun to pick the banner up.
Right, because the banner's important, and that just doesn't make much sense to me.
Right. It gets carried away where we worship it like a religious. I mean, it's good to have something to believe in, but when you put something, a flag or anything, above human life, that's
well, maybe that's the point, though. I mean, maybe the idea is to put the flag above human life, because if you don't have flags on the battlefield, and obviously they don't so much these days that I know of, but certainly that was what happened in, if you look at some of the Civil War movies, they reenact that kind of thing happening, where the one guy goes down, somebody picks it up, somebody else picks it up after that. Maybe the idea is to have that going on, because otherwise, without the flags and the pageantry and the nationalism, then they might just figure out that there are just two groups of men fighting one another.
That is the idea. I mean, if you listen to the nationalists who get enraged over burning a flag, they'll tell you it's not the flag, it's what the flag represents. It's all the people that have died for that flag. And it's a cult-like belief, and people are very heavily indoctrinated into it, and they don't always think straight when they've adopted that belief system and have stopped thinking critically.
Daniel, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your time. And
it's absolutely idolatry. You know, that's, you know, what we were warned against in the Bible. That's what it is. The banner on the battlefield is an idol, and people, you know, they worship it.
Let's continue with Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I just had a quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
I've heard you put this on before. Somewhere in the Constitution, it supposedly states that the Army's supposed to disband every 2 years.
Well,
where is that exactly?
It's kind of like that. I believe it's Article 3, Section 8. And basically it says that the Army will not get funded for, you know, they won't receive funds for a period of more than 2 years. So they essentially have to every 2 years re-up the Army, and it never disbands. But I'm of the opinion, having read the documents of the Founding Fathers, that they were by and large against the idea of a standing army, and that was what the intent of this particular provision was. Would you agree?
I would agree, and furthermore, I just think that might be another reason why we stay in conflicts constantly and never actually declare war. We just go overseas and we shoot other people and try to help other people, so they say. Or
well,
whatever.
I'd like to say I have never shot another person, so
yeah,
please
I'm
don't
sorry.
Me.
I used the whole collectivism. I apologize. The Army has gone and shot other people overseas.
Yeah. There you go. Yep, but, it's a more accurate statement. And then again, not even all of the Army has shot people. It's only certain members. But, yes, certainly it's the U.S. government people that have been doing those things. Any thoughts for us tonight? Go ahead.
Isn't it like perpetuating violence continually just to show maybe a reason why we have the Army and just to be able to continue to fund it? Would you guys see it that way?
I don't know that I'm entirely on board with exactly as that as the reason. I think that the military, all of it, the whole apparatus, is a tool that is used by, well, people that make a lot of money or get a lot of power over the use of that tool. And
right.
I think that they keep it all going. They could use the Navy and the Air Force just as easily, and these things wouldn't be considered, unconstitutional. So I don't know that I think that that's necessarily the reason. They just don't care what the Constitution says or what the ideas of the Founding Fathers were.
On these conflicts around the world, I think the military-industrial complex is certainly having a play in there and pushing, leaders or politicians to go out and find conflicts because that's good for business for them. At the same time, I think the United States government has been the bully around the world and had, there's military bases in 130 countries, 700 military bases. And as the U.S. position or the seat of power for the world begins to falter, I think more and more countries are standing up to the United States and saying, no, we don't like your policies. We're going to trade oil in our currency, not yours. And the only thing that the United States government can do is go and kill them or take them out of office or, whatever.
Pretty much.
Right. Don't you guys feel like we could save a lot of time and a lot of money and just bring the troops home that are overseas and all
that?
Oh,
yeah. I don't think you'll find anybody disagreeing with that on this show, no doubt about it. I would go so far as to say the military should be abolished completely, as well as the entire federal government. But, yeah, bringing the troops home would be a nice first step. It really would.
All right.
Thank you for the call tonight, Chris. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bringing troops home, the U.S. military from around the world, from the over 700 military bases, you want to talk about sending a message? The politicians like to talk about, well, that would send the wrong message. Well, I think that would send a great message, and the message would be that, hey, world, we've been wrong up until this point. The things that this country, the government of this country has done have been just inappropriate, have been wrong, have been immoral, and we're going to do what we can to make it right.
And we save, what is it, $1 trillion a year?
Well, there's the money aspect, too, as well, beyond the fact that they won't be intimidating people anymore. That's also pretty important.
And stop meddling people's business.
Yep. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free 1 week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have live streams. There's a broadband version, a dial-up version, and even a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. So, you can bring up anything that you want. In fact, Mark, I believe you have a story about how apparently in one state, it's legal for girls that are under the age of 18 to take their clothes off.
I suspect.
Did I misunderstand?
Let me read the article to you from projo.com. Providence, Rhode Island teens under 18 can't work with power saws or bang nails up on roofs, but dance in a strip club? Sure. Just as long as the teens submit work permits and are off the stripper's pole by 11:30 on school night.
Wow. Is this for real?
It's enough to surprise even those in America's mecca of striptease and sin, Las Vegas. Everybody buzzes about Nevada and Sin City, tisk tisk, said Eddie Cartwright, spokeswoman for the Nevada Attorney General's office, but we regulate it. Providence police recently discovered that teen job opportunities extended into local adult entertainment world while they were investigating a 16-year-old runaway from Boston. The girl told detectives that she worked at Cheaters Strip Club this spring, and the police got
Cheaters Strip Club.
I've heard of Cheetahs, but never Cheaters.
I've been to Cheetahs in Atlanta.
Police got tips about other underage girls working at another club on Allen's Avenue. That's when the police found that neither state law nor city ordinance bars minors from working at strip clubs.
We need to pass a new ordinance to prevent these girls from making hundreds of dollars an hour or a night. Because you can do pretty well in the stripping world if you don't put it all up your nose or in your arm after the day's over.
I've just got to wonder what's really the difference between an 18-year-old doing this and a 17-year-old doing this.
A day.
Yeah.
Or in some cases, a few hours. I mean, because a 17-year-old is, you could be 17 in 364 days if you want,
I think,
and not legal anymore.
I had a girl that I dated, and her sister turned 18 while we were dating, and the girl decided that I'm going to go to work at this club, you know, one of these strip clubs, and I'm going to make a buttload of money, just like you were talking about. The girl worked there one evening.
And?
Well, she was done with it. She didn't like the experience.
Because of the,
wasn't worth the
lecherous men?
Hundreds of dollars that she would have made that evening.
What was the experience? What part of the experience was so undesirable?
I think the lecherous guys? I think it was the lecherous guy aspect. And to think...
You have to engage in conversation with some undesirable folks.
It's more than conversation.
And rubbing your crotch on them.
Yeah, right. Women do not make money from dancing naked or semi-naked at strip clubs. They make it by, doing private dances and, giving special attention to these guys, giving them the impression that somehow they'll get a little farther or whatever, hustling them.
Yes.
That's how they make the money. They don't make the money by what I think a lot of girls imagine as this more glamorous dancing.
Dance around a pole and they'll just have money thrown at them.
Right. And they get small amounts thrown at them, but I think that those are mostly from the guys that are, have some sort of feeling of equity and fairness. I don't know. Young women often have an inaccurate view of what strip club life is like.
So the pole dancing is kind of like the advertising for take this girl in the VIP club or get a lap dance from her and pay, then that's where the real money is made.
Yeah.
So she didn't like that very much.
That's correct.
Okay.
Didn't go well for her. The average, upper middle class white girl trying out an easy way to make money didn't work out, and I don't think it's going to work out for.
Easy it is. It's a simple way to make money. I don't know how easy. I mean, if you can deal with it, if you can deal with those guys and putting their palms all over you, I guess in most clubs they're not allowed to touch you, right? You're only supposed to.
That's the idea.
It all depends on how much you pay, right? And where.
Well, it depends on the state laws and where you go.
And the more you let them get away with, because who's really policing this, unless you...
There are bouncers.
There's bouncers, but, the only thing that these, the girls have to worry about is this guy a cop? And, so the farther you let some guy go, the more money you're going to make, that kind of thing.
Right, right. Certainly, it takes a unique personality to be able to handle that particular job, but if you can, there are hundreds of dollars a night that you can make at it, no doubt about it. You're saying that in Rhode Island... 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds can legally engage in stripping?
Those under 18 can't buy pornography, and no one may take pictures or film minors in sexually suggestive ways, but the law doesn't stop underage teens from stripping for money.
That's amazing.
Even if the police saw underage boys or girls on stage at a strip club, they wouldn't be able to charge them or the club owners with a crime. I've been doing this a long time, said the Youth Services Sergeant Carl Weston, and I can't find anything that says that it's illegal for a 16- or 17-year-old to take her top off and dance.
Why should it be?
Well, I've also got to say, how much of a problem is this
exactly,
really, if this guy who's been doing it for years, as this Sergeant Carl Weston, doesn't even know this?
Yeah, right. Has society in Rhode Island, as a result of 16-year-olds being able to go and take their tops off for money, has it completely gone down the drain as a result of that? How about Canada, where it was legal up until recently for 14- and 15-year-old girls to have consensual sex? They had less teenage pregnancies fewer teenage pregnancies than the United States teen girls did. So where was the cultural emergency there? I mean, it seems to me that when you allow teenagers to engage in consensual sexual behavior, that it's not the end of the world. But it is the end of the world for them if they get caught and it is illegal and then they end up getting a rap sheet. It wouldn't be the complete end of the world, but it would be a much better, worse situation for their lives, having to deal with a criminal conviction on their record for going out and doing what they were going to otherwise do anyway. Because there's so much that is criminalized about what teenagers can and can't do. And as you said, Mark, she can be up there taking her top off and maybe full front. Maybe it's full nude in Rhode Island. I don't know.
You said top off, so I would assume not.
But yeah, she can go up and take her top off. But if you're in the crowd with a camera and you snap a picture of that, all of a sudden
it's a crime.
You've got child pornography on your hands.
Yep.
So it wouldn't be a crime to have the girl give you a lap dance, but to take a picture of such an episode, I mean, it's just ludicrous.
Well, wait, a lot of the clubs have cameras in them just for security reasons. So are they breaking the law doing that?
Maybe so. Maybe they need to be raided and have all their security stuff taken from them. I mean, that's just the insanity of all of this. The inconsistency and the arbitrariness of this system that we live in. It's crazy. So are there any comments from the girls in this story at all, Mark? I'm curious. They probably can't name them because they're underage.
They seem to be talking to the cops.
They could call them the Misty, use their stage names or something like that.
Here's an interesting portion of it. Other states have mixed encounters with the issue. After a 12-year-old girl was found dancing nude in a club in Dallas last year, the city council swiftly passed barring minors from strip clubs and automatically revokes licenses for sex businesses caught employing or entertaining minors. An Iowa county judge ruled last year that a strip tease by a 17-year-old girl at a strip club was artistic expression protected by the First Amendment. The state attorney general's office has asked the state Supreme Court to review that ruling. Nevada, meanwhile, doesn't let anyone under 18 work in casinos or in public dance halls where there is alcohol, and there are no strip clubs in Nevada without one or the other or both, said Cartwright of the attorney general's office. Minors aren't even allowed to deliver mail to brothels. When questioned about Rhode Island's law, Michael J. Healy, a spokesman for the attorney general's office, offered a copy of the current state law but did not comment for this article. So,
interesting. Yeah, I wonder how much behind-the-scenes drinking is going on at these clubs, because in a lot of cases, the guys, it's my understanding, some of these guys that go to the strip clubs want to talk. I mean, they do want to have the girl's crotch rubbed on them, but you know, they also want to talk to a girl because for whatever reason they don't have the opportunity to do that, or they don't feel like they have the opportunity, so they pay a girl basically to be their company for a while and chat with them.
Very well.
And during that time, they will offer the girl drinks in order to continue to have her company. And so I wonder how often the 17-year-old girls are getting purchased drinks back in the VIP area. I mean, there's probably some areas in which the police could really push and find something to arrest somebody on here, but kudos to them if they're leaving them alone. I mean, good for them.
I love this last quote here from the Weston guy who said he didn't even know about it. And then he kind of sort of contradicts himself with, it leads to societal breakdown. These girls, these are just little girls.
Oh, please. 1-800-259-9231. If you're up there shaking it on the strip club floor, I don't think you qualify as a little girl. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call. If you make it right now, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231, and it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. There's a whole list of things that you can do to help get the show on more radio stations and bring new internet listeners on board and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Our board operator has chimed into the strip club discussion by adding the point that it's not uncommon for entertainers above 21 at strip clubs to be served fruit juice or colored water by the bartender. Good dancers avoid getting too drunk, lest it impair their ability to make money.
Right.
So
I'd say that's true with the good ones. I don't know how many good ones there are out there. I'd say that
some of them are very self-destructive people.
Yeah, I'd say that there are far more of them that are claiming to go to pay their way through college, than there are ones that are actually paying their way through college. I'm not saying that girl doesn't exist. She's out there, and she has many friends.
I actually met one of them. I actually met a girl who was in college that was actually stripping to get through college.
Yeah,
she was really at college.
Certainly. Heard of them myself.
I had a cousin we took for his bachelor party to one of the strip clubs in Dallas, and we were sitting in front of one of the stages. As the girls were coming around, I would try and get him to take him up on stage, take his belt off, and whip him with it. They wouldn't do that, but three or four of them would tell me, oh, I get off at 1 o'clock, or I get off at 2, or whatever, meaning we can hook up and you can pay me afterwards to come and do whatever.
My.
Oh, yeah. It was
very lucrative. It's very lucrative for them. Of course, a lot of them have personal issues with substance abuse. There was even
dad. A lot of them have father issues.
Sure. There were even allegations. I'm not going to say which club it was, but there was a club down in Sarasota where we used to live, Mark, down in Florida, that was allegedly paying its girls with heroin. So, I mean, just instead of giving them cash at the end of the night, they'd pay them with heroin because that's what they were into. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's...
And the old kind of rumor about the strip club business is that they're used as fronts to launder money for coke dealing and things like that. And when you hear rumors like that flying around, it seems to lead credence to it. Of course, it's all unsubstantiated, though I did know a girl that worked for that particular club. So who do you believe? Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Mark, let's go to the email box. So we've got to change gears here and go to a question about Quakers.
Yeah, this one's from Bill. He says... Mark, how do you feel about the Quaker tenet of non-resistance? It's a belief that's that defensive physical resistance to an enemy should not be used. If you don't believe in it and practice it, you can hardly be called a Quaker.
Mm.
If you're looking for a religion that will not place any demands on you, how about the Unitarians? They seem to believe in everything and nothing.
You used to be a Unitarian.
Yeah, and honestly, the Unitarian Church here just did not do it for me.
So is this true? I mean, I'm new to this whole Quaker thing, Mark, and I'm slowly learning about it over time, and it's thanks to questions like this that help me understand better. So he's saying that Quakers are supposed to be pacifists?
Entirely, yes. Quaker's biggest, you know, probably the thing that they're most known for is their peace testimony, and that they, you know, by and large are pacifists.
Yeah, in a book I read about the involvement of the Quakers in abolishing the slave trade, they were on a ship, a group of Quakers, and the ship was coming under attack from another enemy ship that was out in the ocean. And the Quakers all went down below the decks because they would not assist in even defending themselves against this attacking ship.
Mm-hmm.
One of the members went up on deck and did decide to do that. They were able to outrun him, but he was heavily ostracized by the other Quakers for being willing to fight, for giving into his fear.
So did he just outrun them, or did he just steer the ship?
Yeah, the ship was able to outrun them, and there was no battle, but this one guy...
So you're not even supposed to run?
So he went up there to fight.
He went up there to fight. The Quakers went down below the decks, and it wasn't a Quaker ship. It was somebody else's ship that they were getting passage on. So that's how far they would take it, is, you know, they would, I guess, put their lives in God's hands and hope that it all works out.
So that means that, Mark, I mean, you've said before, and I still feel this way, that defending your loved ones from attacks is an appropriate thing to do. Would that mean that you are not, in point of fact, a Quaker?
Well, I don't think that one's Quakerness entirely hinges on that issue, the entire, you know, non-resistance thing. I think that it's interpreted by different people in different ways. There are lots of Quakers that believe exactly what this gentleman's talking about. And there are some that believe otherwise.
Okay, so you've said before that the Quakers are they believe in following their inner light.
Yes.
So would, you know, could somebody say that they just went on a mass killing spree and that they were following their inner light and that they're a Quaker? I mean, would anybody believe them?
I think they could easily claim that. I don't think that they would, you know, I don't think it would go well for them. For one, they go to prison. You know,
what's the interpretation of? Is there some sort of Quaker text, like the Christians have their Bible, that these Quakers are relying on to determine their tenets? What are they interpreting?
Well, as it said, Quakers have no creeds, but they do have some philosophies, the philosophy of peace,
equality, community, and simplicity.
Right, simplicity, plainness, and these are important to them. There's a document called Faith and Practice that are put out by the sort of these regional meetings that they have on an annual basis. And that is an important book to them. Obviously, many Quakers use the Bible as a religious text. But there are Quakers of all different types of religions currently. So, you know, it's a religion that, you know, people follow their inner light. And in a lot of ways, it's the practice of how they commune with God rather than anything else, how they worship.
So let me see if I'm understanding this. So they say that Quakers are supposed to be simple. One Quaker could they claim to be a better Quaker because they're living a more simple life? I mean, Sam, you were telling us about this flashy bicycle that you're looking at buying here. You've got a very nice car. I drive around what it would be in comparison, a beater. Am I more of a Quaker than Sam is?
I don't think that Quakers engage in that kind of conversation. Who's more Quakerish than the other?
But if this guy is saying that Quakers believe in complete nonviolence, there's no leeway on that one. Like, with simplicity, you could say, well, I'm still living a pretty simple life, even though I drive a nice car.
Oh, but hold on. In the meeting this weekend, the idea of simplicity was brought up, and the guy commented that it really means oneness with God or with the source. So, you know, maybe it's not in the terms that you're thinking of, although nonviolence and, you know, pacifism essentially is pretty clear.
There have been times in history where Quakers have been more rigorous in their interpretations of their rules than they are currently.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to say that essentially Quakers have different beliefs. You can have 10 Quakers in a room, ask them the question, and you'll get 10 different answers on any one of these things. What does simpleness mean to you is really what's most important.
You know, the further I go along and study these ideas, the harder and harder it is for me to defend my use of aggression or violence in almost any situation. I mean, there are fewer and fewer situations out there where I'd say, okay, yeah, I would resort to violence here.
Right.
I tend to agree with that as well. I'm finding myself in that exact same position. But at the same time, if, you know, some rapist is attacking my girlfriend, then I understand.
I'd like to do what I can to stop that.
I think that libertarians fall into this kind of trap of, well, focusing on the time that they can use force, because it's even in the pledge that one makes when one joins the Libertarian Party, that I will not use force for political or social gains. I will not initiate force. Well, that means that if somebody initiates force on me, that I can use force. And they seem to concentrate on that one minute bit. If you take that little that period of time away, that opportunity, if you take that away, then you'll concentrate on the peaceful aspect of libertarianism as opposed to the violent aspect of it, because you know as well as I do that when it comes to dealing with the government, that violence isn't going to work the vast majority of the time, if ever, in dealing with the government. So therefore you're left with this weird circumstance of the rapist killer guy breaking into the house, defending him from the girlfriend. I'm not saying it's never happened in human history. I'm just saying that the likelihood of it happening to you is extraordinarily slim. So, if you were to say, I'm just nonviolent, and then if the situation arises, you do what you can to prevent harm, then I think that you're still well within the bounds of the tenets of the Quaker religion.
Let's go quickly to the Amp Line unscreen call. You got about 20 seconds. Go.
Hi, I just wanted to briefly talk about the topic that came up yesterday regarding the audit the Fed bill. And there was a bit of a discussion about, inside the system activism versus outside. And briefly, I just wanted to say that I think it's a bit of a false dichotomy. The overwhelming majority of us are not so busy doing outstanding activism all the time that we can't take the time to do both. So I think we can all participate in both forms of activism, or most of us can.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. It has been Ian with you.
And Sam, I am.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Visit Sam at obscuredtruth.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.